This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag Day draws praise and warnings. Budget plan digs deeper into cuts. And USDA being aggressive with IRA funds. Legislature celebrates Ag Day. Both houses of the legislature yesterday approved resolutions honoring California Ag Day. The Ag Chairs will present the resolutions to CDFA Secretary Karen Ross on Tuesday at the Capitol's Ag Day festivities. Senate Ag Chair Melissa Hurtado encouraged her colleagues to come out and, quote, learn about ag tech, check out the animals, see John Deere's latest and greatest tractors, and pick up some flowers. Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria of Fresno, a fellow moderate and the incoming Assembly Ag Chair, praised the industry for leading the way in robust production and strong environmental protections and called for more support and resources from Sacramento to maintain that progress. Ag Day also marks the annual Republican lambasting of their counterparts for enacting tough on ag policies. I love to get up and talk about agriculture in California, said Senator Brian Dahle of Bieber. Agriculture in California is a tough business. He pointed out that one of the state's biggest almond companies filed for bankruptcy last month. He shared similar concerns as farm groups that aggressive regulations and skyrocketing energy costs have led to fewer family farms and more investment firms buying up farmland. Food grows where water flows, added Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield, who label farmers as conservationist when it comes to water use. Senate budget plan digs deeper into Newsom's cuts. Senate Democrats have released their budget plan to build on Governor Newsom's. The projected deficit has nearly doubled since the governor released his proposal in January, and the Senate plan reflects the need to claw back more spending. It calls for taking immediate actions to pull back another $17 billion in current funding. That would mean approving an emergency budget bill before hitting the legislature's constitutional deadline in mid-June. Senate Pro Tem Mike McGuire called the shortfall, quote, real and serious, and said the state must move quickly and decisively to make the necessary reductions. He claimed that it proposes no new tax increases for Californians. The document released yesterday is light on details, but would approve several of Newsom's proposals related to ag. It agrees with the administration's ramp up in the mill assessment and to shift more environmental justice costs at the Department of Pesticide Regulation to the sales tax. It also supports the governor's spending cuts and delays for Food Production Investment Program, the Healthy Refrigeration Grant Program, and Last Mile Broadband Infrastructure. Newsom agreed that big solutions like the Senate plan are needed and hopes to see the proposal move forward quickly. Now keep in mind, the plan accounts for $53 billion shortfall, but the Legislative Analyst Office has warned that it's likely to be around $70 billion. Next, the Senate Budget Committee approved an early action item relating to rural hospitals yesterday and will soon take up the Senate's Shrink the Shortfall early action plan. The final votes will likely come next week once the governor and assembly commit to the plan. The Senate expects to release a comprehensive budget proposal later in the spring. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. USDA pushing out IRA funding. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney says the department is trying to be both aggressive and smart in getting Inflation Reduction Act funding out the door. The pace of spending is important because the Congressional Budget Office has doubted that the USDA can spend all those conservation dollars by 2031 as allowed by law. Money that's been distributed to farmers also can't be clawed back by a future Congress. We'll be out in the not-too-distant future with RCPP, Bonnie said, referring to the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. We may do what we did last year, which was commit all of this year's dollars and maybe a little bit of next year's dollars. Bonnie was speaking at a League of Conservation Voters event featuring farmers who are using climate-smart practices. And in case there was any doubt, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan reiterated at that event she would oppose GOP proposals to remove climate guardrails from the IRA conservation funding or to move some of the funding to other parts of the farm bill. She said of the latter idea, no. The answer to that is no. House Ag Democrat makes case for IRA restrictions. A Democrat on the House Ag Committee, Illinois Representative Nikki Budzinski, says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers she would also like to see the IRA conservation funding brought into the Farm Bill. She insists on retaining the climate-related restrictions on the type of practices that can be funded. She says it's, quote, really important that we have those climate-smart guardrails on that spending, just making sure that those dollars aren't siphoned off for other projects, other potential interests, that they're used for their intended purposes. She also stresses the importance of keeping IRA funding within the conservation title. A committee chairman, Glenn G.T. Thompson, has proposed moving the money into other titles. We know that EQIP applications are denied not because of a lack of interest or lack of need, but because of oversubscription, she says, referring to the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Now, this week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. FTC and Department of Justice asked copyright enforcer to consider right to repair. The Federal Trade Commission and Justice Department's Antitrust Division, they're urging the U.S. Copyright Office to limit manufacturers' power under the 26-year-old copyright law to lock access to software. The FTC and the DOJ argue companies can use these abilities to shut out equipment owners and independent repair shops looking to fix equipment. The agencies, in a joint comment to the United States Copyright Office, say it should protect exemptions to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, limiting manufacturers from shutting out consumers looking to conduct, quote, non-infringing diagnosis, maintenance, and repair on software used in agricultural equipment, land vehicles, and marine vessels. The agencies also are asking the Copyright Office to expand these protections to software in other types of commercial and industrial equipment. Well, here's today's She Said It. California is known for more than its beaches and our Hollywood film industry. That's Senator Sharon Grove honoring California Ag Day. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Daly.